Oneida Councilman Brian Dockstader says out of 15,000 tribal members, he knows of only 10 who can speak their language fluently. He says the tribe has just brought in a linguist who speaks Mohawk, which is similar to the Oneida tongue. Dockstader says many factors, particularly the government boarding school system, which operated during the 1800s and 1900s, have hurt efforts to preserve the language.
The whole boarding school thing was you kill the Indian, save the man. The stories that our elders carry of being beat for speaking the language and so forth, there's still that shame. And that's why it was drastically hit from one generation to the next, where those children who went to boarding school who were beat for speaking the language did not teach the next generation.
Dockstader says language defines a culture, and that there are many words in Oneida that can't be translated into English. He adds there are currently a dozen tribal members enrolled in the Language Immersion Program. It's open to anyone who's interested. The program is funded by interest gleaned from a tribal per capita fund to the tune of $82,000 a year. Planners hope to have the first round of students fluent in the Oneida language in 18 months. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.